There's a rule against alcoholic beverages. Infraternities on probation.
Say, how about joining me and my friend over there? Come on, join us in a beer, okay?
Get me another beer, Dragon Lady.
It was the greatest beer in all the world.
Just drink the fucking beer, and you'll get the hang of it.
Listen, they want us to pay for the beer we drink, so you guys better split.
Why don't you just buy me a beer?
Hey, you want some help with that beer, kid?
I have respect for the beer.
Save one of those beers for me, eh?
You want some of this milk?
Rather have a beer.
You want a beer, pal?
What do you drink?
We got this non-alcoholic shit.
What's that?
Like a non-alcoholic beer. It's got no alcohol.
Is it beer?
Yeah, with no alcohol.
But you drink enough, and if you drink a lot, they get you fucked up?
No, there's no alcohol. That's the fucking point.
Can't imagine ever not enjoying getting fucked up.
Yeah.
I love it. Rather being sober.
Fuck, it sucks. And just like the movies, we play out on the last scene. You won't cry, I won't scream.
Hey, everybody, this is Dustin. And Seth is not here. Usually, I hear and Seth, and then I go, and we're drunk at the movies. But right now, I'm just drunk at the movies. And that's okay, I guess. But it'd be a little boring if it was just me doing a monologue for 2 hours. So instead, I brought back the old school John Hughes dream team machine of Groucho and Daryl from the Throwin' Wrenches podcast.
That's us.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us. I feel kind of depressed. I feel like maybe it's like somebody died or something. This show started, you know, without your favorite, your favorite girl or something.
No, Seth he'll be here next week. We've got plenty more movies to do, but we're kicking it old school. It's been 6 months since we did.
It's hard to believe
a John Hughes movie. We closed out the Ringwald trilogy with Pretty in Pink.
I'm trying to remember what the last one was.
It really crescendoed there. I felt like we kind of peaked. So I was kind of afraid maybe we should just end it there.
Yeah.
No, we have to beat it at horse. It's a lot of fun to continually give it CPR.
Yeah,
and make it do more. You know, I appreciate you having us back. It's like slipping into an old sweatshirt. It's comfortable.
Yeah, yeah. I'll be your hoodie.
Thanks.
But we have some goodies. Of course, we are brought to you by Bearded Owl Brewing in Peoria, Illinois. And the movie we're watching, we said we're going to do a John Hughes movie, and we're being topical as well because, as of recording day, this isn't going to come out for a couple weeks, but it was the 25th anniversary of John Candy's passing yesterday.
20th, is it 25th?
25th, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So we are going to watch Uncle Buck.
Perennial favorite.
And Uncle Buck is 30 years old this year because it came out in 1989, my high school graduating year. You guys were like 4 or 5 running around the floor or something like that.
Yeah,
I was 8.
I was drinking High C Ecto Cooler.
I definitely was drinking Michelob Dry in 1989 because that was cool.
That was that whole era: Bud Light Special Dry, Old Style Special Dry.
Yeah, they had Michelob had these special bottles. It was pretty sweet. So
your generation's weird.
Well, luckily we're not drinking that. Instead, what we're drinking is Who's Your Dunkle? Because I mean, hey, Uncle Buck, Who's Your Dunkle?
Can't get a
better pairing than that. So this is their take on a dark German classic, a rich and malty wheat-based ale with notes of banana and clove. Mm-hmm. And this comes in at 5.1%. We have featured this on the show before, but that movie didn't have the name Uncle or the word uncle in it, so
it's funnier now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know what's funny is I worked with a guy whose dad was his uncle, and we called him his dunkle.
Really?
True story.
I've heard of drunkles.
I have too.
I've got some drunkles. I may be a drunkle.
You know,
I don't know yet.
Everybody's got to start somewhere.
Yeah. But that's what we are watching today. That's what we are drinking. So if you want to join along, get out your copy of Uncle Buck or find it streaming somehow, and while you're at it, why don't you go down to Bearded Owl, get yourself a crowler of the Who's Your Dunkle, and you can drink and watch along with us. So while we let you guys do that, we're going to play our opening credits song of the episode, and this is coming from friends of the show and former Drunken Lullabies guests, the Huntingtons. They're actually working on a brand new album. They haven't released a new album in over a decade. It's very exciting that there's going to be some new Huntingtons music in the near future. This is a throwback episode, so we're going to do a throwback song. This song is all about John Hughes movies. It's full of movie references for films that we've already done commentaries to. So enjoy Huntingtons with 80s Girl here on Drunk at the Movies.
The new way they do to let some darker through the streets. They're grumbles in a gallon of hairspray, dancing around with hula hoops. A girl's not afraid to be chosen, a girl's not afraid to smile. Appreciates a really good pop song, even if it's really been a while. Just gotta listen to her way to attract my simple mind. And if she looks pretty and big, then everything will be just fine. Yeah. I want a 80s girl. Whatever happened to my Larry Walt? She was my favorite Brad Pack girl. But then I saw her in a dirty movie, and it totally flushed my world. John Hughes was the writer of the story, 'cause I haven't quite grown up yet. Need some advice from Mr. Bender. I'm not the only one out there. Just gotta listen to Owen to attract my simple mind. When reference girls on TV, yeah, she quoted line for line. Yeah, 'cause I want an 80s girl. I want an 80s girl. I want an 80s girl. Whoa. I want an 80s girl. I want an 80s girl. I want an 80s girl.
Well, we hope you guys track down your copy of the DVD because it's time to hit play. I have it on Blu-ray.
Not Laserdisc?
No, the big records, they don't sound good on the turntable. Yeah,
89 would have been perfect year, perfect vintage for a Laserdisc.
But it's Blu-ray, so, I mean, it's nice quality. You can see Gabby Hoffman's horrible childhood teeth in high def. So.
Oh, that's right.
Hit play in 3, 2, 1. All right. Nice. When's the last time you guys watched this movie?
Probably 1989.
Really?
I was never a fan of John Candy for some reason when I was a kid. I liked some of his outrageous roles, But this movie, I didn't really like the campy dad type figure he was doing.
Yeah, it's a bit, especially at coming off of like Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, yeah. And yeah. You know, the epic Who is Harry Crumb?
Oh, I love Harry Crumb.
Only the Lonely with Ally Sheedy.
Well, no, that has Maureen O'Hara, who I'd watch Maureen O'Hara even if she's 80 years old.
She
has sex appeal.
Phenomenal. You're talking about Macaulay Culkin's mom? No, that's Catherine O'Hara.
Different O'Hara, same red hair.
Different hotness.
I gotcha.
There's still a level of hotness.
Yeah. So kind of like your school principal that you kind of dreamed of, you know, when you were a teenager.
Sort of.
Now, when we used to do this, we all sat on the couch, which now...
It's cozier.
It is cozier, but I remember on many occasions you complaining about the comfort of the couch.
I think the couch is broken down.
Can I get some lumbar support?
And I'm looking at it right now. It's a little swoop down the middle. I think it's time.
Do we need a GoFundMe for?
I think we do.
get a new couch. I mean, we haven't done Patreon, so I mean, like,
you could boot that up.
Yeah,
it does pretty well for some folks. Not for us.
I'm not going to show him my dick. So.
Whoa.
Probably not.
I didn't think about that. That might work on our show, Daryl.
With the first part or the second part? Probably the Patreon. Old school Universal logo here.
Oh, yeah.
Back when there were like 9 planets.
Just shaky enough you can tell it was real film transfer to digital. I love it.
Let's hear those emotive.
Look at the pink and blue.
Piano chords. Oh.
That is 1989.
Yeah. Maybe it's for 3D.
Oh, yeah, this was a big 3D movie, for sure. That big-ass pancake's coming right at you.
Yeah. He's got the drill, and he's trying to scare Bug later.
Now, this is an actress. She's still working to this day, but I don't recognize her as having been in anything. I looked at her profile.
She was Rowena in Mr. Holland's Opus, and the only reason I know that is because when I saw that in the theater, I'm like... That's the chick from Uncle Buck. And everybody was like, what are you talking about?
You know, meanwhile, the twins, Maisie and Miles, on the short bus. I know who they are. Oh, wait. It's just her on the short bus.
Oh, there's Miles.
Yeah, he refuses to be seen in the short bus.
Yeah, he walks to and from school.
He's got to avoid the South Bend shovel slayer.
He's running in from Michael Jackson's house.
This is Macaulay Culkin's... First John Hughes movie.
Sorry, too soon?
No.
Okay,
did you guys watch that documentary?
No, I haven't watched it.
I haven't watched it yet either. Yeah. I'm kind of afraid to.
I'm not going to. Okay, we got some product placement here. We got some more Frito-Lays and some
squeeze cheese.
Cheetos cheese puffs.
Are they talking about the gourds on the table?
Oh, that too. That's from Pier 1.
Do you mind? A fish got a chase with his bike, and I was running.
Look how big a zipper is on that coat. He will need the shoe. Bigger than his head.
Yeah, Mulcahy Culkin still talks like that to this day. Whenever you watch him in like some movie, he has this weird vibe to
his diction. Was it for the Super Bowl?
The Amazon commercial?
Yeah, the Home Alone reboot.
Oh, I didn't watch that.
That kind of made me sad and happy at the same time.
Right.
I had like a moment.
It's that got that level of nostalgia, but then it's like,
right. Yeah, my wife's like, why are you crying? No, I'm not crying. Macaulay Culkin grew up, sort of.
Yeah.
Whoa.
This is a wonderful snapshot, again, into suburban Chicago households. North Shore suburban, I want to clarify that.
This one was supposed to be filmed in St. Louis, from what I read earlier.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, but the weather was so bad.
Unseasonably warm winter.
They moved the whole production to Chicago, which I'm sure Hughes was like, twist my arm.
Right.
Yeah. Like he hadn't done everything in Chicago his entire life.
Here's the places I've scoped out. Just, you know, back of the notebooks, you know, napkin sketches.
I do believe the school that's in this is also in a couple other Hughes movies, right?
Probably.
Is it the Ferris Bueller School?
I'm not sure.
It's got the big circle drive where he drops them off.
Most of the interior sets were like filmed in a school gym. They like built the sets and shit. Like even this.
That's fake.
Yeah.
That spray cheese looks so good right now.
She's putting spray cheese on cheese balls. That's a lot of cheese.
We have done that with Scouts. We've spray cheesed on American cheese.
You've meta cheesed.
Oh, yeah, we have. Cheese squared, yeah.
Oh, that's not a good place for a dog.
I forgot they had a dog in this movie. Oh, wallpaper. You guys remember the 80s?
Yeah, my parents had wallpaper like that. Very, like, ornate English style.
Uh-huh.
French Provence.
Provincial. It's a cottage. Like, no, it's not.
So the daughter's being a little smart ass.
Dude, look at those shades that dude's wearing.
Yeah. He looks like Ira Glass or something.
Or Sally Jesse.
Donnie Iris.
There is another bad. The 80s are in right now, 80s and 90s fashion, right?
Mm-hmm.
I swear there was never a worse decade for eyewear than the 80s.
Oh, I don't know. It's right now, it's pretty bad in some ways, too.
I guess.
And apparently Rick Moranis was up for that role.
I could see that.
Of the dad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He would have nailed it, too, because he nailed everything he was in.
Yeah, he would have stole the movie.
And this mom, by the way, she looks like she shops at Coldwater Creek today. I don't understand women's fashion.
He's using a spoon instead of chopsticks for his egg roll. He's so inept.
Yeah, look at those eyes.
And here
what
go.
Was that?
Oh, Milwaukee and Halstead.
It was like a little Dodge station wagon.
We're in Chicago proper now, and there's Amy Madigan,
a.k.a. Mrs. Ed Harris.
I had a crush on her. Her voice is so awesome.
The smoky kind of...
Yeah.
You know what's weird? I don't know how familiar you are with Pink Floyd, The Wall, which is actually... That was our episode last week.
Thanks for the invite.
Well, you know... And, sorry, I was saving an Uncle Buck for you.
Appreciate
but there's a track on there. I think it's One of My Turns when he goes nuts in the hotel room. And there's a groupie that's in the room and has all these speaking parts before he freaks out. I always thought the voice sounded like Amy Madigan because I grew up watching Field of Dreams religiously. So her voice was just burned into my mind. It's not her, but look at
the,
it was.
The attack. That was total 80s, too.
Oh, on her?
Yeah. Yeah, look at that.
I know when I can throw my sticks in the trunk of my car and go golfing.
That's a Coldwater Creek jacket.
It totally is. Or J. Jill. We would have also accepted.
And we had herringbone everything when I was a kid. All of our jackets.
Why are we arguing? We're talking.
So Del Griffith is shaved now. Mm-hmm. He's back in the dating game.
He's showered this week.
Yeah.
He's quasi.
He's not homeless.
I just got to get this out. I mean, I know.
She is great, though. She's that kind of feisty, kind of redhead, like
firecracker.
I'm not going to put up with any crap, but I'm still going to put up with you being a big doofus.
Yeah. But I'm still sexy.
Right. Instead of approachable.
Her name is Shanice, which, not to be confused with a 90s pop star who had the hit song, I Love Your Smile.
I love your smile.
Do, 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 do,
don't know that song at all.
Uh-oh.
Oh, here's the call.
Hello.
Is your refrigerator running?
Pep Prince Albert DeCan.
Pep ain't doing so hot.
Just a second. That doesn't happen now because everybody puts their phones on vibrate next to the bed.
True story.
Nobody has landlines.
I called you 12 times. Yeah, I didn't.
Your dad had a heart attack.
How did she wake up before the phone went off? She's like connected to grandpa?
She's an insomniac. Maybe. She has sleep apnea.
Imagine Rick Moranis right now bringing the comedy into this role.
Anybody want to play more cheesy? Yeah. Is there you going?
Yeah. Lewis.
Sorry.
What'd you call him? Sorry. Very serious moment, guys.
String cheese.
I am so helpless here. Look at that right there, that frown. Moranis could have killed that frown.
He would have.
So we've got garlic in pots and pans hanging from the ceiling.
Tie in the pots reference.
Copper, because she's clearly a really, heat.
They have a lot of garlic.
What about Buck? I'm sure he'd be glad to help.
My parents put like some lighting like that in their kitchen, like in the 80s when they remodeled it, like the recessed fluorescent. And then, five years later, they're like, oh, that was a bad decision.
That was a thing. I think you might have that upstairs in your kitchen, don't you?
What?
Recessed lighting like that.
Probably. This house was built in the 70s.
You mean garlic? For me, he's.
No, everybody did, man. That was the style.
It was.
Her hair, it has not happened for her. She needs to go see her dad and get off this movie.
It's like 2 in the morning, bro.
No.
Yeah. They don't wake up with Victoria Jackson and shoulder pads.
Oh, whoa, whoa. Why do we got to go there?
We got to sidetrack him already.
Her eyes were green at dinner. They're blue now. I think she's wearing contacts.
It depends on her mood. They're like mood rings.
Yeah.
Are we going to Indianapolis? I just love how, so the daughter in this, and forgive me, I'm forgetting the oldest daughter's name.
It looks like Jennifer Jason Leigh.
Thank you. Yeah, it's kind of that... angst, like, mm-hmm. I hate adults, I hate my parents, I hate my life.
She's half Jeannie Bueller, but, like, crossed with Ally Sheedy from Breakfast Club, with a little bit more of somebody that'd punch you in the dick.
So what you're saying is she's the most attractive John Hughes or,
She might be, yeah.
Teenage daughter?
She's definitely the least attractive mom in the John Hughes canon.
Yeah, that side profile.
Sorry, I mean, I'm sure she's a nice person, okay?
No. Yeah. She's still looking for work. I did actually... Okay, so your question at the beginning was, when was the last time you saw this? I don't remember because I was IMDBing and I was going deep into the archives of research. I'm like, where is this person now?
Right.
What is this actress doing? What is this person doing? And she's like, I found her headshot and her current... what is it, like your talent agent?
Right.
I found like her representation. Like she will do anything right now. She'll do a used car lot remote. I mean, she'll do
anything. The mom here?
Yeah, the mom. Wow. The mom is looking for work.
Not the sidebar. I watched Say Anything the other night. Same thing. The girl that he was like in love with and Say Anything.
Ione Sky.
She had like a bunch of movies there initially. And then
she was also on the cover of Red Hot Chili Peppers' album Mother's Milk.
Yeah, and now she's dropped down to literally... Yeah, cutting ribbons at malls.
Does
and
your
stuff
son
like
have a birthday party coming? Are you looking for that special someone?
Yeah. Brother, Ione Sky would have been better in this role for the mom, I think.
Yeah, today.
Yeah.
Do you guys play this game too, where you recast? Oh, this is great.
Well, that'd be awesome.
You just cough for like 5 minutes. This didn't make any sense when I was younger, and then one day it's like that's how I wake up every morning.
Look just, at him.
His eyes are purple.
It looked really bad.
Mommy, just use your Christmas present.
And oddly enough, my physique is more into John Candy's physique.
He's living right across from Wrigley there.
There's a great documentary that's on YouTube right now made by the Canadian Broadcasting Company, like a tribute to John Candy. Do you Google that at all?
Uh-uh. I saw the Ryan Reynolds thing that was making the rounds.
No, so this is like after he died, like a year after he died. And it's got all the old players in there, Dan Aykroyd and all the SCTV guys.
Nice.
It's actually really good, and it's in 10-minute segments on YouTube. Mm, okay. I highly recommend checking it out.
Definitely will. Yeah. I think he was an underutilized person. I know like his old SCTV stuff was funny. My parents geeked out over that in the 70s. They loved him. And so
it was the 80s, Daryl, but okay.
Well, and
I've got the first season on box set.
I don't think it was the 70s. It was because they were a little bit after SNL.
Okay.
As far as TV worthy, being seen.
Being good.
Yeah.
But I also had an aunt who lived in Canada, so they got hip to it.
I guarantee, the Canadian Brock, that was all they had.
That was two channels. But yeah, I mean, a lot of his movies, you know, I mean, Stripes, and, you know, you look at some of the early stuff, the dude was just solid.
Yeah.
And I liked how John Hughes kind of exploited, like, he's an actual human being.
Yeah.
And what's funny is you can be, you know, 300-pound doofus and still be funny, charming, you know, I don't know, somewhat of a normal person.
You just drug these two people off the street to play these roles, so, I mean, apparently the ordinary person.
Well, there wasn't much budget left. I mean, he was the A-lister.
Yeah.
And he's packing.
We should make a list. We should have come in with a list of our favorite John Candy movies. Because Volunteers was one of my favorites.
This was in the trailer here.
The closet?
The closet bowling ball gag.
Yeah. Mike Myers ripped this off for,
Austin Powers?
No, the Ex-Murder. So I Married an Ex-Murder.
Well, Mike Myers sucks anyway. So.
I Married an Ex-Murder, though. Okay.
That's a great movie.
Should have stayed in Canada. I'm just kidding.
He kind of looks like John Candy now. I don't know if you've seen him.
Yes, he does.
It's a compliment. I mean, the nicest way.
Maybe.
The nugget ring.
Goodbye. Click.
Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful machine.
Blaze motor there.
Yeah. About a 76, 77 Mercury Grand Marquis.
I don't think they're doing that with a rear end.
I think they just yanked the shocks.
Yeah?
Because there's a guy up in Canada who recreated this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Basically,
is there leaf springs on that car?
It's probably coil springs.
Coil springs, okay.
All right. Yeah, so you just take the shocks and it just weighs 7,000 pounds. You just, go over a bump.
So he doesn't remember the kids' names. It's been a while since they've seen Uncle Buck. He said Tia, who is the oldest, has got to be like 8 or 9 now. And the new ones, he can't even remember their names. And this is who is supposed to be watching them. Do you have siblings?
The sooner they can get off the screen, the better.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are horrific. These characters are garbage.
Well, they've made it 14 minutes. Sorry. No, I, you know, do you guys have siblings that are would be this type of an uncle?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, thankfully, no. Mine are pretty normal-ish.
I had like a 14-year separation between myself and my youngest sibling, so.
So you are Buck Russell.
Oh, I guess maybe a little bit.
You might be. If you have to ask. No, I'm kidding. They need to restain that door.
He's at the wrong house, isn't he?
That's what I'm guessing.
Yep. He's across the street.
And seriously, he doesn't come out of the house to help him?
Okay. Yeah.
We're just going to
watch we're gonna watch him fail.
Yo, Bobby! Buck? Bob?
And how wonderful of a relationship is it to where I don't have a relationship with my brother, but I'm going to call him at 2 in the morning and have him come here and watch my kids.
Right.
By the way, I don't know how it was in everyone else's household. When I was 10, I was watching my little brother, and we were like, you know, the latchkey kids after school.
Right.
There was no, like, that daughter, Tia, is what, 15, 16-ish?
Yeah.
There's no way my parents would have had a babysitter.
No, my daughter Drew, she has two younger half-brothers that she watches all the time and has for several years now, and she just turned 17. So, yeah, she's been living that existence for a while.
I don't want to get too deep down it, but, I mean, if you're in Chicago and say you don't have anybody around you, mm-hmm. you know, and you got some kids and they got to get around, and especially the younger kids... Yeah, if you got a family member to call over, you probably do that.
I mean, oh, she fixed her hair.
Did she? Is that fixed?
Yep.
Looks like she's going to food service prep or something.
Get the
net on that thing.
Lady is.
If she's wearing plastic gloves, we know she's been serving food.
Do you think she's ever worked in food service as this character? I don't want to totally crap on this actress, but
look, her eyes are a little bit green there. See that?
She looks like okay. I'm gonna. I'll keep it PG-13. She reminds me of the mother of someone I used to date in high school.
Okay.
So I've got a lot of residual pent-up hatred okay. and anger. Right. But
there's a Violent Femmes song about that.
Is there?
You remind me of a girl. Yeah, it's...
It's 2 a.m. She already went back in the closet and, like...
Dude, that hair is terrible.
Oh.
It's so bad.
It's the back, right?
It's you know, not the business in the front, party in the back.
It is a little Moulier-ish.
Yeah, Moulier.
Do you have a plunger here?
This is my dad's favorite scene, though, where he talks about, like, I've been eating a lot of cheese lately.
Well, so is Maisie.
Been bound up lately.
Cheese for some reason. I don't know what it is. I got a craving for this stuff. I think maybe that's an allergy or something.
Yeah. I love the classic thermal shirt underneath cheese. The base layer.
I feel like mm-hmm. a big mouse.
Oh, well.
Yeah, this is an awkward.
Oh. Totally.
Oh, Miles' birthday.
I love the built-in fridge, too, with, like, the paneling that matches the cabinets.
This should do. I probably won't use any of them, you know, just in case. Bunch of
yuppies.
You know, this whole table thing sitting up, I feel like I'm in the room with them right now.
Yeah.
And if you have kids, those stools are never sitting like that. I'm 3D. Just telling you right now.
They're just all over the place.
Yeah, yeah, you've seen my house. The stools are wherever they end up. Yeah.
Here we go.
I know, is that a Taurus wagon?
That is a Taurus or a Sable. We'll see when they back out.
Okay, that looks nice.
Oh, yeah.
Here, give me a run.
Forget how big that guy was.
John Candy?
I mean, not just big guy, but broad shoulder. I mean,
right.
His SCTV days, he was not that big. Mm. If you look at that documentary I was talking about, he was not that big of a guy. As far as his girth, he really grew into it as he got through Hollywood.
Whose jersey is he got on? Is it Ron Santo?
Good question.
Ernie Banks. Oh,
come on, turn around.
It's got to be Santo. What?
Ernie 14. Banks.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. I'm not a Cubs fan, but I think number 14 is Ernie Banks. Mr. Cub.
There's no label on that
thing. They pulled it off. It's a Sable. It would have just had a little silkscreen thing on it.
You think in the middle of the night you'd have all the lights on, even the ones over the pictures?
Not in my house. My mom was like, turn that off. You're not in the room. Turn it off. I will also say, too, like, I watched Risky Business the other night, and this is kind of...
I haven't seen that in forever.
Great film, still love it, Chicago, you know.
Yeah.
But I will say it's kind of that similar vibe where, and like Ferris Bueller, it's a museum. There was like this... shit. He's screwed.
Well, now he's got to call the Home Shopping Network.
I love the... Is that a CB antenna?
It's a CB antenna. It's a big whip.
I have to go to work today, brought to you by Kobolowski Tires for the best in tires, sees Shanice.
This is some improv stuff here.
Hughes is a master of this. This look on, he'd just get right in a kid's face.
Like, this guy, Plockman's mustard.
We got, oh my God, look at that skill.
There's a lot going on it.
Oh yeah.
So my dad cooked us breakfast once, and it was like this, once.
This is how my dad, potatoes and kielbasa and some eggs. My dad could throw down some breakfast.
Big pieces of onion in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of awkward interactions.
Who the hell are you?
Do you remember me?
She's like a cat as a person.
That's the best description of her.
Very good.
Like, she doesn't talk. She just glares
mm-hmm.
with a superiority complex. Yeah.
You're not dealing with that at all?
No.
I get it.
Her mom gets it. Yeah. We see her sparingly, so she's usually happy to see us.
So you're cool still.
Yeah.
But it's like the everyday. It's like, I don't got to listen to this. Yeah.
This is my son anymore. That's why really? Every morning he's like this. Hungry? Terrible.
No.
Well, come on.
Because you woke him up at 6 a.m.?
Yeah, and he wouldn't even say no. He went,
Gotta have a good breakfast. Start the day off right.
Get some home fries.
All right.
So, he had a pepper grinder. You know how hip that pepper grinder was in 1989?
Right. This,
that never happened.
Everything in this house is out of like names. Ethan Allen, Crate and Barrel, yeah, and William Sonoma.
Pampered chef.
The country crock sitting there.
I woke them, thank
That's
you.
There's a... Oh, boy, he's got a lot of condiments there.
Ketchup.
A1, La Favorita, salsa.
Are you deaf?
Look at that.
I said I wasn't hungry.
That's one of my specialties.
That's a hangover remedy right there.
Would you ever tell your uncle, are you deaf after he made you breakfast?
I'd rather starve, thank you.
I think I'd get a...
I honest to God could see my daughter saying all these things.
I'm not doing it to mentally picture it right now.
I would have been on the floor.
I appreciate that.
Somebody would have knocked me out.
I'll take a refill of that bearded owl.
There you go. There's plenty more.
Who's your dunkle?
Oh, well, I don't know.
Also, I love how she's drinking coffee.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh.
Who are you?
I'm your Uncle Buck.
We have an Uncle Buck.
Unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
This is the his best line.
He's cooking our garbage.
Macaulay Culkin. The world was your oyster hey, at this
your,
time.
Your sister,
her name is
as his
amazing.
Dad ruined his life. He was on Marin a while back. I listened to him. It was an awkward conversation.
He's in a band now called Pizza Underground, and they do like Velvet Underground covers, but about pizza.
He literally has so much money, he just wants to do whatever he wants.
I need
to
eat.
It's stupid.
I'm going to go check on Maisie.
I mean,
I'll fix you some cereal when I get that.
Oh, yeah, she's going to be the hero. I'll make you some cereal.
Oh, is this the back and forth scene?
It's coming up. And that's what I love about this movie. There's a bunch of those looks just the
nonverbal. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Hughes is a master of this.
Yeah.
Because he does it in all of his movies.
Because he did direct this one.
No, she's usually in a bad mood in the morning.
It's the I'm not mad, I'm disappointed look.
Yeah.
Ow! You want knots in your hair? Ow! Cut it out.
I want Mom to do it.
Mom's
and Gabby Hoffman was in Field of Dreams with Amy Madigan.
Okay, yep.
Played her daughter.
Yep.
Yes.
And guess what? We're watching that next week.
Oh, hey, thanks for the invite.
Is that house in Iowa? It's not far.
Yeah, Dyersville.
Well, Dyersville.
You should do it from there.
Yeah.
You should do it remote.
Oh, here we go.
How come?
I don't need one.
Where's your wife?
Don't have one.
How come?
It's a long story.
Do you have kids?
No, I don't.
How come?
It's an even longer
story. It's like Dragnet.
Are you my dad's brother?
What's your record for consecutive questions asked?
38.
I'm your dad's brother, all right.
You have much more hair in your nose than my dad.
How nice of you to notice.
I'm a kid. That's my job.
And apparently,
gosh, I remember this.
John Candy had, like,
this is coming back
cards or something on his, forehead.
See that giant East Pack logo on that back?
I was more of a JanSport guy.
This is pre-JanSport, yeah. Before they had the market cornered. Yeah.
Trapper Keepers and whatnot. Oh, yeah. Look at the smoke pouring out of that.
You do, don't you, Daryl?
I do.
And everybody is staring.
Well, sure they are.
The sad part is there were cars that were running around that looked like that after two winters in Chicago.
That's like 2 years off the showroom floor, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, basically. It's all the salt.
Wait for it.
Has he got curb feelers in the front of that?
He does. He's packing. boom. And that's just, I paused that before. That's like two, that's just two frames.
Is it?
The guy with the, yeah, the soot on his face.
It's another classic Hughes moment, because it's not realistic at all. Nobody's getting that in their face, you know, standing on the side. But he always has a little bit of slapstick in there.
Just enough. Is that what they call a Yushchenka?
What he's wearing?
Yeah.
The fluffy hat.
I feel like he had that in his closet, being a Canadian.
Probably.
He might have just been like, oh, I got the perfect hat, John.
It looks pretty warm.
It's better than a toque.
I'll drive you to school in my robe and pajamas and walk you to your first class. 4 o'clock, okay?
What's her hat? What is that all about? That I'm
related to you. I don't know.
What's what do they call it? The pork pie hat? Is that what Buster Keaton used to wear?
Yeah,
it looks like a stretched out pork pie.
Okay, I'm gonna be totally stupid here.
Totally stupid with the air roll.
Because I worked in a mall for so long, a little after this era, but I still remember being in a mall way too often.
No,
American Eagle,
yeah,
had a collection in this era for women. It was called Outback Red.
Yeah,
and it was all kind of like quasi Crocodile Dundee kind of weird stuff, and it's like
Linda, what's her name? Paul Hogan's squeeze.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Yeah,
Manson, was that a no?
No, it wasn't Manson.
Wasn't Virginia Manson? Was
no,
it?
No. It was Lynn something.
Anyways, sidebar. It was this. So like all the scenes of like the kids in high school,
yeah,
like yuppie kids in high school. Yeah. I'm like, I remember like the big trench coats and stuff like that. It just looked terrible. So.
He had to raise that door by hand. Oh my god. Uh-huh. Yeah, right. Oh, see, she has the worst job in the world. She's a service advisor.
She's a terrible human being.
What are you talking about, huh? Didn't we talk? Leave the milk on the counter, burnt toast in the toaster.
Yeah, it's nice. What did we talk? More garlic on the
yeah,
more
garlic. Put the garlic. Oh my god.
I thought you saw that earlier. Yeah, there were two different hanging bundles of garlic. Big vampire problem in the northern suburbs.
Apparently.
I know you think the job is pointless, and it's some way I'm
trying. She has a ring on her left hand.
Control you and ruin your life.
It's a promise ring.
They did that back. They're virgins.
It's important to the company. It's important to me. I'm swamped down.
Now, getting back to your mall story, I was totally hot for that look in the 80s. So any girl was wearing that garb, all that get up. Oh yeah, all the layers was like an onion. I couldn't wait to peel that.
He put onion in the eggs.
There you go.
Tied it together.
Call back.
He was cooking their garbage. Those Pizza Hut cups in the cabinet.
Okay, well I have to go now.
Bye bye, hon.
Is he smoking a stogie?
That's later. Hopefully.
That's not good. One, why she got an open ink pad on a book?
Because that's you used to handwrite that stuff and then stamp it paid.
Oh, she's doing bills.
Eating Frosted Flakes out of the box. Who needs milk?
Oh, yeah.
Louis Rukeyser.
Yeah, I remember Louis. I loved him.
My grandpa watched him, and my uncles made fun of him.
What?
For years.
See, that's a reference I don't get.
No, it's PBS, and he did the financial show.
Like, not Nightly Business Report, but something like that.
It was on Sundays, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I loved Louis Rukeyser.
Love it.
I forgot about him.
See, he should just have the dog.
Right.
And get the scraps.
Any self-respecting dog would eat them.
I think he's got better hair than the mom. Take that,
Karl Marx. Yeah, take that, Karl Marx.
Yeah, he always had a snappy little ending every show.
He was a punk.
He was kind of a punk.
Winona School.
I'm going to Google.
Wasn't
this.
Winona Ryder up for the role of Tia?
This would have been right after.
I didn't see anything about Winona. It
was after Beetlejuice when they were casting and she couldn't do it because she was making Heathers. Was that like a boiled egg?
Some King Oscar certain. I would actually smash this lunch today.
You'd crush it, wouldn't you?
All the kids scoot away.
Miller Lite.
Did you guys ever trade lunches?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Never happened. There's the stogie. There you go.
I think it still happens to this day. Uh-oh, he's been cropped out of the photos.
This is pre-Photoshop,
that's how
right?
I used to do it.
That's cold-blooded.
That is cold-blooded.
I do remember.
Because it didn't even take up the full frame.
What's
it's
up
like
with that?
He could have been in the photo.
Who is
and
that
just...
vindictive to do that?
There's some people.
The food service gal. That's who's
food service lady.
Yeah.
Here's Bug.
I'll call her lunch lady.
It's not Deerfield High School. Yeah,
he's wearing a beret. See the beret? Yeah. The beret was pushing it over the edge. I mean, nobody wore a beret in real
Ferris
life.
Ferris Bueller wore a beret.
Yeah, only the Hughes movies. Yeah.
There was a kid named Pat.
Oh, who is that? Who's your boyfriend?
That's Jay Underwood.
He's in UHF.
No, he's not. You're thinking of, I know who you're thinking, David Bowe.
Different?
But that is...
The same kind of Cookie the Clown, a.k.a. Larry from Three Stooges.
Yeah, he has
male
that. Okay,
pattern
sorry.
Baldness.
This kid was in the movie, the 80s movie, The Boy Who Could Fly, where he played an autistic kid. He was also in the Roger Corman Fantastic Four movie.
Does he play a scientist?
As the Human Torch.
I'd have to watch that. Corman. I don't remember that.
He did some other Disney.
He's got good teeth.
The Human Torch.
Yeah.
Would like a bank loan.
So, yeah.
It's like a GoPro.
Yeah, isn't it? Just stick it to the. That's also the angle, like, the Dukes of Hazzard and the A-Team would have whenever they were tearing around.
It must have been a giant jig just hooked to the front of the car.
I don't know what Jay Underwood has done now, but yeah, he did a lot of stuff in the 80s, but that's who plays Bug. Yeah.
A lot of dudes, probably.
What's his last name?
Underwood.
Spray? By the way, I watched it like 3 times before I got what the hell that meant.
Bug spray. Yeah.
I was not very smart as a child. So yeah, he did pop up in a Toyota commercial, I swear, like
who did?
A couple years ago. Bug.
Really?
I swear.
Was it Jan's boyfriend or something?
Maybe. Spray. There it is.
Yep. The only Bug I know is Bug Hall from The Little Rascals. It played Alfalfa.
Is his name Bug?
As a kid, that's his...
By the way, that beer could explode. I'm just letting you know. I don't know. I've had it for a couple of years.
We got Macaulay Culkin doing the dishes here. No. And we got some more beer.
What do you got there?
This is a barley wine style Weiss beer from Two Brothers in Warrenville. This is the Bear Tree 13.
Ooh.
B-A-R-E, not...
Nothing but the best for you boys.
B-E-A-R.
So, going into the art.
I got
the beer pour.
I got ball. My pour there.
Actually, I think I bought that with 2 years on it at Friar Tuck.
Your brother. What about your brother?
So it's only 3 years old to me.
Blew the dust off like the Ark of the Covenant.
The dog.
I can't tell you the last time I actually had Two Brothers beer. This might be the first one I've had in 2 or 3 years.
It's a new law. That's it. It's in the books. You don't want to sleep.
I think I have that shirt, and I just bought it a year ago.
I think I have that sweater. Seriously, I think I wore it the other day. Is that a Braun coffee maker? Or no, Krups. It's a Krups Cafe Roma Time.
Oh, my.
The duo with the espresso and cappuccino maker next to it.
That was big bucks. These folks are balling.
I want to know what they did, sort of. Not really. I don't care about them. The parents suck.
She's in the lunchroom. We know
why
that.
Is she sitting in the dark?
Because her dad is dying. She's in mourning.
They didn't pay the bill?
That too.
Are they, like, doing that Jewish thing where they
sit shiva
for like 2 weeks
maybe.
Oh, like the classic.
There's the green eyes again. Yeah. She's got the green eyes.
Yeah, I think they throw filters on it.
So help me God.
Look at the classic sink, the old school sink thing.
Yeah.
Stink.
Chip and Joanna Gaines call that a farmhouse sink now.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know.
Daryl, you just opened up a side of you. I just I just peeked inside and I'm like, I don't think I like what I see.
I don't. Can we close that door?
I don't know if it'll ever be closed.
Some doors, once they're opened, yeah.
I'm just kidding. I know nothing.
Shiplap?
He drinks.
Oh, he drinks.
Everywhere.
So do we.
You know, I have a friend who works at the crime lab at the police station. I could give him your toothbrush.
Does he have herpes?
No.
Actually,
he's too young for that.
Or just
she's holding in a fart. That's what that face was.
I will say, Macaulay Culkin was an adorable kid.
Yeah.
It's creepy, Daryl.
No, it's not in a creepy way.
I used to get told when I was a kid I looked like him.
Right.
Yeah.
See?
Oh, that's true. You grew up in parody.
I grew up in parody. I wasn't in high school watching this going like, he's pretty cute. Cute kid. I'll tell you what.
I was actually listening to a podcast today, and they were talking about, a stranger coming up and saying the kid was cute. Like, at what age does it turn from being okay to, like, creepy? And it's like...
After two.
Yeah. Once they're not a baby anymore, you can't be like... It's a cute kid you got there.
Yeah.
Especially coming from a man.
What sucks,
too. You can't compliment any child's attractiveness.
No, I don't. People at work and stuff like
that. Or adorableness. Yeah.
I can't do it.
No.
But I will also say this. A lot of, like, famous actors and stuff, you know, child actors, you read their story and, like, oh, how did they get discovered? Oh, well, they were in a mall.
Yeah.
Somebody approached the
cute kid.
Your kid's cute. You want to be a model?
And yeah.
They're like, sure.
Come on up to Olin Mills.
That doesn't happen. Nice reference. That doesn't happen anymore, does it?
We'll get you on one of them big oval canvases.
Right. Do some soft focus and some filters.
Some Vaseline.
Yes.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Yeah. There is no way you can do that anymore today.
Oh, yeah. He's letting the dog drink from the toilet. Is that what the blue water is? It's not good
for him, huh? Oh, God. And then she tries to pretend like I feel so.
I'm acting.
Yeah,
yeah. Right.
He's like, oh, by the way, I noticed you folded my picture in the wedding album.
Yeah, bust her out right
Thanks.
There.
No,
it makes me feel very secure in the boat here. All right,
his brother's going down on her under the table.
Whoa,
that's what that reaction.
Nobody's going down on that.
I think I had that phone. Honestly, it's an AT&T.
You had a prop from Uncle Buck.
I did.
Well, did you get a COA on that?
Fair and square.
Look at the antenna on the roof. Do you think they really had an antenna on the roof of that house?
Probably. No. Oh.
Although they want to get the WFLD.
The Cordettes.
Fox 32.
Mr. Sandman.
It's a nice little montage here.
This song was used a lot in the 80s. Back to the Future.
Back to the Future, yeah. Now give me a third movie.
Back to the Future 2.
That doesn't count.
He said used a lot, so I was going to see if I can get it out of him.
Probably Peggy Sue got married.
Probably.
Anything that went back.
Oh, yeah. We have the whole cuts here.
Yeah. That's me every night, by the way, with the damn dog. Please turn on your
magic beam. I don't move much when I sleep. I can fall asleep and wake up in the same position.
I can still do that. My wife hits me too much now.
She gets punched in the face.
Bruised ribs.
My sister used to do that when we would go on family vacations. That's why I stopped sleeping in the bed. I would just sleep on the floor.
You're like, I'm good.
I got hit and kicked too much. It's because I grew up in a twin-size bed, and she had a full.
It's not fair.
So, yeah, it's like I know where the invisible line is in the mattress. Is
yeah, it's like 5 feet across.
Right.
So that's your limit. It is a nice house. It's a rocking house.
Okay, so that's the backyard, because that's not the same view we had earlier.
So what's that?
Is this where Aunt Jackie? Oh, that's a popple.
A dormer?
That's a popple on the bottom step there.
With the rafters ready to go. There's a name for it. I don't know.
There's Lori Metcalf.
Nice scarf.
Just walks in. This is...
Is that a real fur?
Is it wrong to say that I kind of find this era and this character of Lori Metcalf somewhat attractive?
No, I'm right there with you. Lori Metcalf in general.
Is she wearing curtains?
Again, sassy.
Yes.
Sassy.
Right.
I don't know. There's just something about attitude. Apparently, I like girls with attitude.
No, it is. It's like, I'm not going to put up with you, but then they put up with you.
But on Roseanne, she always had attitude, too.
Yeah. Come on. What do I have to talk dirty
to you? Oh, yeah. She thinks she's walking in on a rape.
So she just, for clarification here, she just randomly walks into the neighbor's
right.
house. By the way, would you have ever put her and Mrs. whatever her name
Mrs.
is?
Mrs. Butterworth.
Yeah, Mrs. Food Service. Would you have ever, like, do you think they would ever had a relationship?
I'm going to shove my load into you.
Whoa.
Is that the subtitle?
PG. PG movie here.
Okay.
I mean, it's laundry load.
A year later, she did Internal Affairs with Andy Garcia and played a cop. She's great in it.
Yeah, there's definitely...
Gordon?
Fantastic.
Oh, Garcia. I love Garcia, so I remember.
Oh, my God.
Those shoes are actually hip to this day.
The dog just licked her asshole, apparently, is what we were led to believe there.
What movie was she in last year? What? Who got an Oscar?
Cindy!
Nod.
She's an Indian.
Oh, she was in Lady Bird.
There you go.
That was a good movie. Father had a heart
attack. Who are you, and how do you know her father had a heart attack?
I'm her brother-in-law.
Crazy eyes.
Oh, yeah? Who are you talking dirty to?
So obviously she's a smoker.
Yeah. How can you tell?
I don't know how to
yeah, all these movies from back in the day.
Red lipstick and
teeth whitening was not a thing.
No, it was not.
I apologize.
It's gone the other way, though, now.
Yeah, well, now they're blue. Now it's an artificially white. Yeah.
That's funny.
I live across the street.
Marcy Dahlgren Frost.
My name is Marcy.
Buck Russell.
Marcy Dahlgren Frost.
That's not a half bad beer.
Dahlgren is my maiden name. It's pretty. Frost is my married name. Good. I'm single again.
Did you get some?
I never bothered to lose the
frost. There's still some in there. Oh, no. You know, you have them in the beer tree.
I get compliments on the hyphen.
I'm sure you would. Sure you would, yeah.
Back in the 80s, hyphenated names were apparently still not commonplace.
But since she's not here, so she had to point that out.
It's comical.
Well, actually,
dude, the paisleys all over that vest are amazing.
Did the voice get some of this?
I'm only going to be here a couple
yeah.
days.
Yeah, I did. I opened it.
Pop and Bob.
Well, she didn't specify. I just assume, you know.
Captain Crunch, they love their cereal in this house.
Look at the can opener. That's when you're the uber rich, when you have the electric can opener mounted under the cabinet.
The GE Space Saver.
Oh, man, I used to have one of those, and I didn't have fuck you money.
No.
But it came with the place.
1989.
Wow. Yeah, that's true. Everybody had one in the 2000s.
Luxurious.
Yes. Shut up. I want to be like the rich.
Yeah.
She totally gave
can openers.
She totally gave the Macaulay Culkin shut up from Home Alone. Shut Maybe that's where he got it from.
The bowling shirt. Bowling. Nice.
Did you guys ever own a bowling shirt back in the day?
I have one.
I had one. It was from it said Dino's Lounge on the back, and it had Dean Martin velvet face on the back.
Pretty.
You don't still own that?
Nah.
Damn it.
See, I outgrew mine in about 2 months.
Well, that's what I mean. It was in my early 20s. ICC days, so I would not be able to wear that anymore.
How'd you like to spend the next
That's the thing about bowling shirts. You wear them while you bowl and drink beer and eat frozen pizza from a bowling alley.
Is that you paid $10 for?
Yeah. Yeah. So you outgrow them and you get tired of them real quick.
You threaten to shave her head.
No.
Nice.
In her sleep. I bet Bug would really like that. He's taking him into the city.
So yes, bowling in the city, is that a thing?
I think in some areas.
Okay.
Areas it was.
Look at that ball. That's amazing.
I remember growing up, there were 5 bowling alleys near me, and they all had leagues, and they were all hopping places.
Well, shit, there's at least 3 in Pekin.
Yeah, but
they busy, though?
But downtown Chicago in the storefront area, I mean, that's what gets me on this.
Yeah. Looked like an old movie palace, like from the 20s or something.
This guy's
great. I don't know where they found him. I'm Buck's friend. Was it Owen?
He was going to be the
with
next
the
Charlie
toothpick.
Sheen.
Yeah.
Whoa, he's got cleft lip?
He's got all kinds of it's a knife scar.
The toothpick bit
my
is great.
God.
When it gets stuck right here.
That hurts.
Like nothing happened. Yeah.
His name is Pal, right?
Oh, that's right.
So his name is Dennis Cockrum.
Look at the little sash across the pants. It's like the belt built into the pants. It's
disgusting.
It's nice.
He's been in 110 things.
I think that's
serious?
Yeah, he's still acting to this day. He's been in Shameless for 14 episodes.
There you go.
American Horror Story, Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Here's his pickup line. I got a brand new Bronco parked.
Is that a Bronco 1 or 2?
Probably a 2. You were going to say something earlier.
Oh, those pants he's wearing look like something that Fred or Gene Kelly would have worn Anchors Away or something like
yes,
that.
Yes, very 1950s sailor, yes. Right?
Now, I wanted to mention this earlier, and it makes perfect
look
sense
at those
to
pants.
Mention
you could be
now.
Jumping around on a table right now doing a tap.
Did you know they adapted this to a TV show?
Twice.
Starring Kevin Meaney.
I love Kevin Meaney.
Powell was in it. He played a character named Skank in 6 episodes. So he is probably the only actor to be in the movie and the TV show.
I don't know. Check Mom's resume because she might be in that too.
Yeah, Mom.
She looks like she's doing a whole lot.
This guy's another scumbag.
Hey, shithead.
Because he looks exactly like he was pulled from a bowling alley in the 80s in Chicago.
Dude, look at those jeans. Sorry, I'm looking at everybody's pants.
Apparently.
E. Roger Coswell. That is Brian Tarantina. Not a whole lot going on. Jacob's Ladder.
A horrible movie. In.
Wait, what
horrible
movie? Wait.
Night and Day, Tim Robbins, the Tom like Cruise.
Gone to hell or something, or he's on a drug over. It's terrible.
And
it's
Summer of Sam.
It's like What Dreams May Come, but going to hell.
Both of those movies.
What Dreams May Come, he did go to hell.
Yeah, but Jacob's Ladder was worse.
Okay? That just went to some place with like paint and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That wasn't hell.
That was a Michaels.
That's kind of like that Hugh Jackman Tree of Life movie. That movie was terrible too. God.
Yeah, that one. That was an Aronofsky one, wasn't it?
I tried really hard.
Now, did you do your research to see how many different people were considered for the role of Uncle Buck? It's literally everybody in Hollywood. It seems. Yeah.
Let's go through the line.
Such names as John Goodman.
I could see that.
He was considered. He would later go on to play Fred Flintstone, which was originally a role John Candy was also up for, but died. Danny DeVito.
Oh yeah, so I saw Danny DeVito was up for this. All I can think of is Danny DeVito from It's Always Sunny and that cranky, cantankerous little man. Now I can't imagine the old Danny DeVito, the Throw Mama from the Train DeVito on this role.
Yeah.
No.
Robin Williams.
Too funny.
Jack Nicholson.
Too creepy.
Joe Pesci.
Maybe.
Too mafia.
Jim Belushi.
Jim Belushi can eat it.
Yeah, I think
he got Curly Sue.
You don't like Jim Belushi, do you?
I do not like James.
I think Jim could have pulled this role off.
Curly
Sue. In a nice way. Because he was Mr. Wonderful, was that? No, what was the movie he was in?
Mr. Destiny.
Destiny. I like Mr. Destiny.
The principal.
Shut up. but Mr. Destiny is kind of this type of role.
Bill Murray.
No, could have done it.
Maybe.
Dudley Moore.
Too drunk.
I saw something with him the other day where he was like a scientist.
Really?
Yeah.
A drunk scientist?
No. I was discovering the cure for something marvelous.
Tom Hanks.
I could see
he
that.
He could do it. He could do it.
Here we go. This is a big ass pancake.
And they said this is possible. There was a scientific study that you could make this pancake.
Okay, so what is the sheet? Is it just... That's
a flat top.
Like
kinda.
A trough, though. Yeah. No, but it's...
They got everything else in this kitchen. They could have done this. So he's got all the
burn marks from where they tried to do it before.
Yeah,
from where the...
For his birthday.
The six burners are hitting.
And you said...
Look at those new pajamas.
Look how many he made.
That's awesome. It's like 10 sticks of butter. See, that's the cool thing.
Yeah. Also...
Oh, nice.
Here it is.
This is the clown.
Dumb and Dumber.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Dumb and Dumber, Mike Starr.
Yeah, that's who plays this clown.
Pooter the Clown?
Pooter the Clown.
He's the gas man. He's also in Goodfellas. Lufthansa Heist.
Well, that's right. I think I did read this.
Chevy Chase was also considered, too. And Steve Martin.
For this role?
And Tim Allen.
For Pooter?
No, for Buck. Like I said, it was literally
that casting call.
Anybody,
pretty huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, about 5 years ago.
Dude, look at the teeth on that kid. Hope he grew into him.
He's like the descendant of the Blessing. He looks like a young version of William
Uncle Hickey. Lewis.
Uncle Lewis.
If there were a puppy and he had to grow, he'd be like 10 feet tall.
Put it there. We are high. Kids will love that.
Oh,
I did naughty you. My sister-in-law did. She's not here right now. I'm looking after them. I'm the uncle. Buck Russell's the name.
All right, great. Listen, I'm sorry. I'm late. I was at this all-night bachelorette party. You need dildo jokes? I'm the guy.
And here's the point where he's like, yeah, this isn't going to work.
What did you have? A few drinks this morning? Huh? I think you did, didn't you?
What are you, Mother Cabrini? You never touch this stuff?
Cabrini Green?
No. I wouldn't be drinking if I was going to entertain some kids. I don't have to take any shit from you.
I'm Pooter the Clown.
In the field of local live home entertainment. Oh, my God!
Get in your mouse and get out of here. Hey, you, let me tell you something, you low-life...
Four-flushing
sack of shit.
So I love it.
I love his face comes right back up for another one.
Yeah.
Probably got an indentation from that ring there.
Yeah. Nugget mark.
Do you want to crack a little Hubbard's
cave? Yeah, crack that open.
Fresh one hot mosaic.
This is what the cool high school kids do.
Yeah, look at that.
They hang out in the woods and they play hip hop and make out with fire. Why? Or not with fire, but like they make out.
It's so close, I can see the zits next on his to neck. A fire. It's just too close. It's the beret, dude. Take the beret off. She might be into you.
That's what's killing it?
I think so.
Okay.
Listen, I think we should take our sketch pads to Paris and...
Draw me like one of your French girls.
Yeah. when you're doing Titanic, we're in for that.
Yeah.
That's a lot of drinking,
clearly.
I think.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Is that a three-hour movie?
It was two VHS tapes back in the day.
Yeah.
So was Magnolia.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't remember that being that long.
That movie's so good. It's a laugh riot. That scene with Jason Robards.
Yeah.
The feel good, Cruise.
Feel good movie of the year.
It is.
I don't want to go home.
You don't want to go home?
You know what, though? This is also a great like moment where the kids in high school, male, female, doesn't matter who it is, the kids in high school that thought they were so grown up and so over like everything.
Yeah. And then dad shows up.
And then like stuff gets real. And it's like, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah. I need Uncle Buck's help.
Right.
No means no. Unless you're Bug.
That's one of those learning experiences that everybody has to just unfortunately go through.
Shit.
What was she drinking? What was that? Fares? Is that what that said?
Yeah. What is Fares?
I didn't.
Old wizened one.
Why can't we back up the tape, Dustin?
Because it's not a tape, number one.
Now is when we can go crazy right now. He's out of the room.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well.
All right, so we got a Blazer there, two-door Blazer.
Yep.
Old Malibu.
It looked like a Granada. A later 80s, early 80s Granada on the Fox platform.
We're going to go ahead and plug the Throwing Wrenches podcast right now, throwingwrenches.com.
Like, subscribe, tell your friends.
Yeah.
Tell your mom who might work in food service. By the way, is that a Smirnoff box? It looked like it was a box that has Smirnoff logo under one of the picnic tables at the park. God, that guy's gross.
Yeah,
is that a turtleneck?
That turtleneck is sharp, though. I don't know you don't see designs on turtlenecks like that. That's something.
That's straight up L.L. Bean when it was still just a mail order catalog.
Yeah.
Do you ever threaten? Not yet. Is that a thing?
I'm working on it, but no, I'm just happy that they're sexualized in some ways. Because this day and age, if they even want to remove themselves from their phone or their electronic device to have human contact, it's a plus, you know, so I'm good with it.
Well, that...
Dude, the stuff we did when we were kids, I don't know how you were, but when I was a kid...
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I think I might be arrested nowadays for, you know...
I would be in jail.
Yeah.
I would still be in jail today.
For the way I drove, for the way we... The substances, for the sex, for everything.
I'm just thinking of all the things that I could have killed myself and or someone else doing.
Yes.
Yeah, there's no way.
Yeah.
So it's a different time.
The kids nowadays. I mean, I can watch where my kids are at on their phone. I'd know my kid was at this park right now.
You'd be like, oh.
And on her Snapchat friend, I could see maybe who else was around her at any given moment. So
a little GPS action.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, we're good.
The social media, use it to your advantage, parents.
Oh, are you back, Dustin? Sorry.
I'm back.
We didn't know you were going.
I had to break the seal. It happens.
We started watching Top Gun, and then we shut it off.
We actually wanted to rewind. We were trying to see what they were drinking. Wanted to see what they were drinking.
Oh, he's got his hatchet.
I did it all with my little hatchet.
Did he say he was going to circumcise him with it?
Circumcise a gnat.
Yeah.
Gnat? Bug?
Okay. It's gnat. Look at that back end just wobble.
Still shaking. He's gone in a few days. Just relax. Okay, so a moment ago, he was creeping on her. She wasn't digging it. And now she's like, yeah, my uncle sucks.
Yeah, so let's get me pregnant.
I don't understand.
I'm watching you.
She does go home with him, though, right?
I wonder if this park pavilion's still standing right now. I mean, it looks pretty nice.
Probably.
Well, kids are in there.
It's a pretty stupid thing to do during flu season.
The voice of reason from Macaulay the back Culkin.
Said no one ever about Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah. Oh, Miles.
From the mouths of babes.
Mm-hmm. I guess technically they would be Russells too.
So oh, yeah, right.
Miles Russell.
Yeah. Dude.
Au revoir.
I was totally going to score.
Au revoir, Simone.
Au revoir, Pee-wee.
Merci, boo-boo.
So he drives up on the curb.
So I'm taking a Route 66 road trip, I was considering going and finding those dinosaurs.
Oh, yeah.
They're in Arizona somewhere.
Yeah, you got a long way to go.
Yeah, they're not exactly off of 66. It's a detour, like, for me to get to them.
How far? Like, 20 minutes? 30 minutes?
A little further than that.
It can't be that far out.
But do you have to, you know, dine at a restaurant and then...
I don't know. Apparently, they've now been turned into a creationist museum.
No, they have not.
Yes, they
seriously
have. That's half the reason. I'm like, yeah, I don't know.
Can you sit in the T-Rex's mouth still?
I don't think so.
Come on, Simone.
It would be pretty much going there just to take pictures of them.
Yeah, and I can't believe the creationist. I mean, if you're into that thing, that's fine.
Somebody bought them, and yeah, it got turned into a creationist museum.
Just get a drone.
They just fly over it.
Yeah, I just saw it.
Oh, kids are pooping.
In their Converse.
What other 80s movie where there's a bathroom scene in a school?
The panties in 16
Candles. Yeah, Vice Versa.
Pretty in Pink. Judge Ducky Reinhold is talking about the candy machine.
That's true.
Got some...
look at those urinals.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Looks
is that
like
a thing?
Well...
Little kid urinals.
This is at a grade school.
Oh my God! Look at those things. They're tiny.
That's so funny.
That's gonna have some splashback for sure. With your Tone Loke funky. No, this is wild.
You ever been to Hot Springs National Park?
I've not.
Okay, so it's all these bathhouses from the 1920s, 30s.
Okay.
And it's chrome and porcelain everywhere. It's amazing. It's beautiful.
It's nicely done.
Yeah. Those fixtures kind of remind me of that.
Oh, here we go.
Of the mole. Moly.
This kid.
That Austin Powers stole that, too.
He did.
Mike Myers is just a ripoff artist.
Mike Myers is a terrible human being, and I hope that he...
Is he up there with
this.
Steve Martin in your eyes?
Actually, he's,
don't
he's
even
like
say,
a close second.
Morning.
Oh,
he's a close second.
Weren't we going to do a movie or a podcast series?
We were.
God, we had storyboarded it and everything.
I just deleted that from my Google Drive the other day. I'm like, no. We're never going to do this.
It may happen one day.
Molly Russell's wart.
Buck Russell.
Not her wart. I'm the wart. She's my tumor. My growth. My pimple. I'm Uncle Ward.
This is Clark Griswold. That's exactly what this is.
Mm-hmm. Melanoma head. Don't call me that.
Melanoma head's coming.
Uncle Maisie Russell's uncle. I'm her uncle. her mother.
I love he's sitting in the kid chair too.
Yeah.
I'm assistant principal here, as you've probably noticed from the indications.
Honorable discharge, U.S. Navy on the back. I just noticed.
I saw the Navy picture.
And she's displaying it.
Mm-hmm. Look at that tie. That was the part of the 80s I don't miss. Those twill ties.
This is gross.
It's terrible.
Sorry.
I've been an educator for
31.3 years.
In that time, I've seen a lot of bad eggs. I say eggs because at the elementary level, we are not dealing.
I think her hairstylist is the same as mom's.
Elementary.
I think hers is better. She wore it better.
Mm. She's got the ink pad out, too, just like Shanice.
Oh, good.
Oh, good call.
She better be careful or she's going to get a palm full of blue.
A dreamer. A silly heart.
Did Rick Baker do the makeup for this?
Yeah, I don't think there was an Academy Award nomination for...
probably not.
For makeup and effects. Yeah, this is pretty good. This was the...
Sorry, I drank all that one. Sorry.
No, I already got some.
Oh, did you? Okay.
The Hubbard's
that
Cave...
I hear that every day.
Pretty good.
Oh, Daryl's getting ready to lay down on the couch.
I don't think I want to know a six-year-old wasn't a dreamer or a silly one. And I sure don't want to know
this
what
is from,
student career. Seriously.
I didn't even know they were doing IPAs, the Unane. That's where it was brewed.
Oh, Unane?
Yeah.
I call Unane because I don't know what I'm talking about.
I'm just going to.
Annie, are you okay?
Okay. We don't sing about Michael Jackson anymore.
Since that documentary or?
I don't know.
Honest.
Is that Weird Al?
He's the original hipster, this teacher here.
Or it's Alfalfa.
What would have been great is if Emo Phillips played.
Oh, that would have been great. Yeah.
Blasphemer.
Emo opened. You and I saw you here kids. About a year ago.
We went and saw Weird Al, and Emo was fantastic.
He was.
I laughed my ass off.
As a kid say.
Oh, yeah.
How old are you? Gnaw that thing off
your face. Old enough to not say that.
Good day to you, madam.
Have a rat gnaw that off your face.
Phenomenal line.
I remember thinking that was hilarious as a kid.
Love the padded shoulders.
Have you tried to work that into conversation since?
Yeah.
Have a rat gnaw that off your face?
Go downtown. Have a rat gnaw that thing off your face.
The silhouette as he lights up another.
Remember you could smoke in school? Oh, wait, no. That.
No, I don't remember that. Look at the micro mini lockers.
Pretty nice, though.
Oh, the Bronco, too, makes it in a Cougar. You see the Cougar?
Yes.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. That's Shanice's Bronco, too, by the way.
Was it?
Yeah, she roasts the tires in later in the film. It's great. Jesus, what'd you get with
the program? Coldwater Creek jacket blazer busts itself out.
Poor she Shanice. Has two toothbrushes.
So he's staying the night.
Bangs? Yeah. The bangs are hot or no?
I'm liking the bangs. Is that wrong?
No, the bangs are good on her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not so good on...
on mom?
Mrs. Food Service? Mrs. Cisco? No.
She's not wearing the shower
Mrs.
curtain.
Mrs.
The shower curtain earrings.
They're the Diane Sawyer mood rings.
Oh, the two dimples on your buns.
She's wearing a lot of powder in this movie.
She has to.
Or we're so close to the damn screen dust and I just can't, you know, but not look in the pores of her flesh. It's the Blu-ray effect.
The boobs are Mickey and Minnie. And her butt dimples are Lyndon and Johnson.
And Felix.
Yeah, is her a vagina.
And then they cut.
They cut away so he doesn't say pussy.
Hence the PG rating.
Dude, is that a real cat that he's molesting there? Because that thing would have clawed the shit out of him.
It's CGI'd.
No. We don't have a cat. Oh, there it goes.
Yeah, I think he was really... God damn.
He's now been there a week.
Now he's locked out.
What do you mean we don't have a cat?
I don't know.
Meow. We don't have a cat, meow?
Meow?
Open up.
Meow. I'm sure you've done Super Troopers, meow.
That was one of the first ones we did.
Was it?
We won't do the sequel.
Is it that bad? I've never seen it.
I saw it in the theater. No.
That sucks. What a disappointment.
Oh, see, and here's...
Okay. Oh, you're Polish? Sorry. That explains everything.
He's not here right now. This is some evil, reprehensible stuff.
Yeah.
Teenage girl stuff?
I have no frame of reference, but yes.
They usually stay out pretty late.
They usually stay out pretty late.
Really?
Yeah, and she's smiling the whole time. Bitch.
It took a lot of effort to come up with this scenario. Okay, so we're going to get a cat, put him in the bushes, lock him out of the house, and then when eventually his lady friend calls, we're going to say he's out with some other woman.
Could happen. Yep.
That'll get him.
Really? Are you having the suspension? Are you having a problem with suspension of belief here?
I have a problem with believing that John Candy has like a side chick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know what? Every woman believes every guy has a side chick. Haven't you figured that out yet? I get accused of it all the time. Oh, who you out with tonight? I'm like, really?
Who are you texting?
Yeah.
Who brought you cookies at work today?
Yeah. Yeah. That never happened.
We have the best customers. Yeah, I bet you do. It's your side chick.
I always tell her. I say,
look at that cheer bottle.
Girls are lined up for guys my age who are balding and snore like a bat out of hell.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, what girl wouldn't be lined up for this?
With a lot of financial obligations.
Oh, yeah.
That's all temperature cheer, by the way.
Oh, well, of course. Using the
Is it $1 off? Look at that. What a deal.
Oh.
Whoa, Lori. You're looking a little psycho.
Yeah, this is where, it goes next level.
Okay. This is probably one of the best scenes.
This is where she wants to be the side chick.
Hi.
Oh, my God. What are you doing?
Yeah, dude.
You were looking for
I was looking for a little camel, yeah. I tried. It wasn't there.
Marcy Dahlgren Frost.
Teach them up pretty good, too.
By the way, that's a cordless mixer. A Cuisinart cordless mixer.
You don't know what you're doing.
Probably cost $1,000 back in the day. You need a little
adult supervision. Oh, they're role-playing.
Excuse me?
Or she is.
She's so hot. Here comes the Bronco, too.
Bronco, too. It's an Eddie Bauer.
Is it?
Well,
I don't think it is. No, it's not the Eddie Bauer colors. Weren't they green or red?
My childhood best friend.
Anything tan on their bottom.
His dad, they had a Bronco like that, and his dad always reminded me of John Candy. So it was kind of funny.
Yeah, look at those writing. Oh, my God.
Yeah, she looks like she's on horseback.
Yeah. They're playing polo. Oh, Annie the board game? They haven't been playing that all week?
What?
Check it out. It's on the entertainment center behind Marcy there.
Shoots and Ladders.
On top of the hi-fi, there's a few board games there. Oh, this is Dirty Dancing. Yeah, that's hot. Yeah, slapping knees.
Corduroys.
Dude, they're so uncomfortably close to this camera angle.
I know.
I don't remember any Hughes movies really getting like that.
No, there's some good camera stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It's like an Ernest camera.
Oh! It's like, the, again, one or two frames of, like, the white flash of light.
Mm-hmm.
No. Oh boy!
Is she a Steppenwolf alum?
Ooh, I think she might be.
I think she is.
Is she what?
Steppenwolf
theater troupe.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the 70s.
No, not the rock
and roll band. I think shortly after, like Shanice and Malkovich. And all
now we all know
Joan Allen.
I think you might.
Shanice
be right.
Could throw down. She looks like she's a bruiser.
I will put my money on Shanice.
Oh,
like a rabbit here.
Oh. The help is here. He's just going to keep twisting.
like nothing ever happened.
Yeah, this is what every guy does when this stuff happens, because random women just hit on us in our house and we dance.
Exactly, while we're doing laundry.
And the girl from the local car garage comes down.
Mm-hmm. Surprise!
You know, we never dance.
This is,
Yeah, how'd you know?
Yeah, Marcy. And, she lives across the road. And she came over to,
Shut up, Buck.
That's a good idea.
It's kind of like his bit in Stripes. Shut up. Okay,
is
sure.
Is this who yeah. you were yeah. out yep. with last yep. night?
Dude, when he mud wrestles in that movie.
Yeah.
One of the greatest scenes ever.
One of the best.
That's probably the best scene in the movie. My son watched it with me the other night. He's like, this movie's not that good. I'm like... Hey, I think you got to be 18 honest, or 19 honest, to really honest, appreciate
I'm
it.
I'm telling you the truth.
He'll get
son
there.
Of a bitch.
Don't say that, okay? Shanice, don't walk away like Shanice.
I believe she Shanice. Takes her handbag and hits her car on the Shanice. Way out.
Oh, no. Don't damage that.
There yeah. You go. Right in the quarter panel.
Shanice, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Let me explain.
Here she goes.
That's not Eddie Bauer.
Painted like it, though.
No, I think that's just a two-tone, but the Eddie Bauer was definitely red or green and had, like, gold accents
Tommy
all over
Two-Tone?
It.
Not to be confused with Tommy Two-Tone.
Is that the Ming Voss right by the door? Who would put a vase right by the door?
The same people, like, in Risky Business, like the Fabergé egg in the living room.
Yeah.
Really? You got kids in the house. Is that a good idea?
Well, I'll let the cat in.
Her nose.
Cocaine.
I think you should get the hell out of here, Marcy.
You better,
I didn't drop.
Why don't you make like a tree
and get out of here?
Get the hell out of here.
Like we say, his party's over, and she gives him this frown, like, okay.
They have a large statue of the Washington Monument.
So, I'll just go home and wait for the Federal Express man.
She's got a thing.
Does the missus use that as a dilder?
Whoa.
Well, the Washington Monument is just a big phallic symbol, and they have, like, a statue.
I think you've been listening to much Dead Kennedys.
I thought it was some Freemasonry stuff.
Oh, okay. What is going on?
I'm not sure. But it involves children, so we shouldn't be imagining anything.
Oh, here. This
oh, is that a drawing of her mom?
Yes.
That was horrible. It looks like
it looks just like her.
It looks like a classical composer from the Baroque God. Period. Yeah,
it's Bedrich Smetana.
Yeah.
This is some cold stuff though, where she's just like, it hurts when someone screws with your life,
doesn't it, Buck?
You just can't find any way to be cool, can you?
You mean easy?
You can't find any way to open your eyes all the way.
Who are you trying
she's
to?
She's like Gilbert Gottfried.
She is
parents?
A little sleepy-eyed.
How many times have they had you here since we moved? Try none until they went up Shit Creek and got stuck.
Get used on your parents.
Oh, this is the Steve Martin
hey,
cut me
Buck.
To my core speech.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Have a bad day today?
Here it is.
It hurts when someone screws with your life, doesn't it?
He's like, I don't got time for this. Ain't nobody got time
ain't
for
got
this.
Ain't got time for this?
Yeah, that thing brought
cash me outside.
Cash me. Hold on.
What's the poster?
That's what I was trying to tell.
I thought you said giant, but I don't think that was it.
I just remember
she's her not name. Cool enough to be watching any. Anyway, sorry, Daryl.
I know. I just remembered her name in real life.
Yeah.
It's Jean Louisa Kelly.
Something like that.
Because I like in the early days of the internet, I found out who she was and like she had a website.
You wrote her a letter
in like 2001.
Is he eating combos?
Dude, we should do that as part of the show. We should all write a letter to one of the stars in the movie to see who writes back.
I tried that with Laura Flynn Boyle and I basically got from her agent, I got like a don't ever write her ever.
Yeah, this is what she looks like
what did
now.
You say?
Is it Jean Louisa Kelly?
Yeah.
Is that her name?
She looks old. What did you say in that letter?
It had to do with something I watched in consumer education. I watched like a...
What year was this? Were you 12?
No, it was like 94-ish.
17?
Yeah, I was like 17 years old. And
you got a cease and desist letter?
Not... It wasn't to that level.
That first
she was on the TV show Yes, Dear.
Yeah, that was terrible.
For 6 years.
I tried that.
Starring with... some other people. Michael Malley.
Yeah.
Oh, the Michael Malley.
Yeah. You know him from such shows as Nick Arcade on Nickelodeon.
But
is that a bottle of Grand Marnier back there?
I'll be better tomorrow.
Nice. She had a role in Ant-Man.
Did she?
As Buyer.
A Buyer?
Big role.
Tomorrow.
There's no Candy's, such thing as small
eyebrows
roles.
Were not plucked nicely for this role.
Serious
dude. Unibrows were in 89. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
There was any male grooming.
Make a lot of money tomorrow, kiddo.
I have to pluck mine.
It's good to know. Thanks.
Well, you know.
I have to fire up the
tool. I started at an early age, and now you got to maintain.
Look at the rust. It's already rusting, and that car's like 2 years old.
2 years old.
Yeah.
2 year old MG.
It's not UB when he gets home.
She's got the shades.
UB. Okay. They're calling him UB.
UB.
Uncle Buck. Buck.
I'll see you guys.
And that house is cool.
OG UB.
She's dressed like she's going
look
to
at the
hear
kids without
the minister
so cute.
Farrakhan speak or something.
She's got Cheetos. She got a full bag of Cheetos. Sounds like
looks like she's going to a Ferris Bueller dress rehearsal. I'm
telling you, that look was in.
It was. The curb feelers are rocking.
Why does it look like U of I campus?
Do you like the knob on the steering wheel?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. My tractor has one of those.
Really?
Yep. Highly illegal to have a car with one of those, by the way.
Because of power steering?
No, because if you get in an accident, it will kill you.
Oh,
hail you.
As it penetrates your chest cavity.
Look at that antenna go.
Dude, those plastic grills. I think I told you a story about it. Shattered the whole grill in my car with a battery. There's a reason. Junk.
Okay, this is another one. When I watched this as a young buck. Buck Melanoma.
That's funny the way you did that.
I didn't understand the whole, like, I'm going to the horse track thing. And, like, the whole scene where he gets weird in the car, I'm like, what? I don't get it. And then I watched this, like, 2-3 years ago, and I'm like, oh, he's having, like, this existential moment.
She took a breeze. UB.
She promised me she was going to look after you guys this evening. She promised me. So much for promises. Does anyone in this house know how to keep a promise?
I know you do.
Well, I know you two guys do. I know. You know, I have somewhere very important to go to.
I think they gave Macaulay Culkin all the lines. Like, the girl barely talks.
Very important to me. This was my whole year was based on tonight.
So he's a compulsive gambler.
It may be peanuts to your dad, but it's my living.
And he makes his money because he bets on fixed horse races?
Something like that.
I just want to clarify for the folks at home.
Yeah.
To a racetrack.
You know, the plankwood table the kids are sitting at is actually like 20 years ahead of its time.
Oh, yeah. They're Blackhawks fans. Or he is, I guess.
There's a lot of stuff in that house that's like...
This is going to be fun, you know. Beautiful horses, interesting people.
And he went some serious coin, right?
Well, sometimes, yeah, but that's not the real reason people go there. People go because of the beautiful horses.
I used to work with a jockey, by the way. He's a crooked man.
My uncle was a jockey.
I'll talk once this is done about him.
I don't think anybody who was a jockey was ever not influenced by the mafia, from what I could tell from my jockey uncle. It was all.
You have a junkle?
I'll tell you. There's some stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. He's dead.
A junkle.
Was he short?
Oh, yeah. He was short. Yeah.
Damn kids.
He had to change. He had to change his name.
Wow.
I always wonder why his name was Mattson instead of Mattioli, like everybody else. They're like,
are we gonna get whacked?
No, he's dead. He's fine. His wife's dead too.
So. Yeah, but okay. Yeah. Remember compasses? Remember pre-GPS where you're like, what direction am I going? And
he's having an existential crisis here. Do I take kids to a racetrack?
That's a tough
Homer
decision.
Simpson has no problem doing
it. Yeah, we just leave him in the car.
And I know there's some people whose parents had no problem taking them. He's got a conscience. He's a good guy.
Her face is ridiculous. I don't know what the direction there was. Like, looks like you maybe have to pee or you're pooping your pants. Is that's
not about me.
That's what that looked like.
I got a problem at the house. I need somebody to watch the kids.
No, I'll tell you what you need. Your horse fixer's in town.
What is that a flyer for in the background?
Like yoga, maybe?
Yeah.
Because we're like, everything in this movie is like a precursor to like 30 years down the road. So I did also see a statistic on this movie. Was filmed in 1989, was released in the movie theaters in 1989, and still came out in video in 1989.
Wow.
An amazing feat.
That never happened. It just seemed like a year, right?
Yeah. Oh, God, and then with VHS, it was like $100 when they first came out. Because the video rental places, you know, would have to charge an arm and a leg.
I remember when Who Framed Roger Rabbit came out. Yeah. My dad's like, he went to the video store. He's like, I want to put my name on the list when that comes out. And it was like $57.
Yeah,
it was that's ridiculous. Nuts.
For a VHS tape.
Roger Rabbit was ahead of its time.
It was. I saw it in the theater.
We watched that probably a bazillion times. But as
far as I didn't get all the jokes when I was a kid. Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it in tribute to...
Pop a little Pipeworks, Sweetheart Waffle Mountain.
That's
stout
fun.
Brewed with spices in honor of somebody who made waffles, or sorry, pancakes.
Pancakes.
Yeah.
And you were saying today is Pancake Day.
Today is Pancake Day in England because they call Fat Tuesday Pancake Day.
And I had pancakes
today
for
you clear
dinner.
Out the cupboards before you fast.
Why pancakes?
Yeah.
Because apparently the flour and the eggs and everything you have in the fridge make pancakes. You can throw anything you want in there for pancakes.
Okay.
Believe me, I listen to British radio every day.
Okay. I'm looking for a park. Your car's on fire.
There's a thing that says abandoned auto in the front of there.
Yeah, the little placard there. Yeah. That's what the city of Chicago would
you gonna
stick
put, make the first pour of this?
Yeah,
right?
Go for it. City of Chicago would stick that on you, and I think that started the clock. I think you had like a week, and then they would tell you.
Those people were out of focus the whole time. Do you think they thought they were going to be visible? And they're like, yeah, we got this back and forth with John Candy. Right. And then they're on, and they're like, oh, shit, you
that
can't even
sucks.
Tell it's us.
Hey, we're in this movie.
Oh, here we go. He's going to grill her.
This is like
at
some
the door.
Home Alone precursor.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, this was Mulcahy Culkin's first movie, right?
Mulcahy. A good Irish boy.
Good Irish boy, yeah.
From the south side.
isn't there a MASH character, Mulcahy?
Look at those Fritos.
Mulcahy.
And a slice.
Oh.
And in Home Alone, a year later, everything was like Frito-Lay.
Dude, somebody could shove an arrow through there and kill you.
I'm supposed to come over and watch you?
Let me see some ID.
I'm
you can come over and watch me.
Is she a driver's license, ma'am? Yeah.
I love how the kid just dictates everything.
Can you please take it out of there?
Yeah.
Do you have the soundtrack to this movie?
Probably not. I'm sure there's a score.
Yeah, that's probably
somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But now we got Busted Move.
Classic.
Is this Young MC?
Which, this is Young MC Tone Loc's brother.
What?
Yes.
They're not brothers.
Yes,
what?
They are. Tone Loc and Young
serious?
MC are brothers. Sorry to
this is a revelation.
Blow your 80s this is... mind.
Wow. I didn't know this.
Yeah, and here we see Bug and who we think is Tia. Or maybe at this point it actually is Tia.
It might be.
I don't know. Those hot
no.
pants. See, the problem is I'm watching minors. So I can't really get comfortable watching this.
You have to remember the age you were when you watched it, I guess.
Look at the Mazda. Seven. Yeah. Look at the friggin'... The friggin'
A Tribe Called Quest is in attendance.
Is that like a Bandolero hat or something?
They're going to take his hat. Somebody takes it.
There's a lot of hats. There's the Punisher.
How come everybody...
There's another beret.
Some serious vitamin D. Like everybody here is...
Dude, it's goth. It's totally goth.
It's Chicago winters, man.
True. I'll give you that.
Oh, see? They took the hat. And he took somebody else's. Another beret. Take a drink every time you see a beret, folks.
So the people, I think we missed this.
I'm drunk.
The people that said his car was on fire,
uh-huh.
He said where he was going.
Yeah.
And
they
like,
told him to take the hat off that they would.
Don't wear the hat in there. They'll kill you.
Yeah.
That's what the dad said.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Stop it, please.
What's he wearing? A friggin' bracelet?
To live strong bracelet.
No, it's not. It's not.
I don't. I'm trying.
Did he get a draft beer?
Another beret. That's a red one.
Oh, red one. Yeah, maybe he's there to protect everybody.
The bowl cut. The bowl cut.
Dude, you remember 3 o'clock High?
Sort of.
With Casey Simenko.
Yeah, Casey's. Yeah.
Yeah, there was a girl and it wore a beret, and oh my god! If we ever watch that, you just watch me drool the whole time.
I remember when he was in Of Mice and Men.
Do you?
Yeah.
Don't remember that.
It's a good movie. And, well, I mean, he was one of the guys
I may have in to buy Biff's, 3 o'clock Biff's gang. For this. Mm-hmm. Get on Amazon.
You're Tia Russell's uncle.
And he's wearing
his He's got
hat.
His hat.
Is that a fedora? Technically. It's kind of smashed now, but.
Smushed. All right. He's going upstairs to look for Bug.
How many staircases are there? He's already gone up one level. Another beret.
Another beret.
I think they're serious berets.
They're... I think this movie tried to make berets a thing.
John Hughes tried to make berets.
This room's seats taken.
Right. He'd spent too much time in Europe.
Seats taken. Well, you remember European Vacation with the berets?
Yeah.
European Vacation, I saw like
Pig
once
a
or
poke.
Twice.
That movie's garbage.
Yeah, it's the worst out of the vacation movies. That's including Vegas. I would rather watch Vegas. Papa Giorgio.
Nick Papa Giorgio.
Does that work?
It might on those cheap old locks you put a nail in.
I thought this was a terrible soundtrack.
Yeah.
And first off, that thing wouldn't be cordless.
Oh, where'd the lights?
And we don't see her, do we?
It might
that's
be.
A Makita.
It might be.
Oh, no, it's somebody else.
That's a Makita cordless with the old, 6 volt?
Yeah, it'd be like 7.2 volt. It would get like 2 minutes.
Yeah, it would.
We just watched an Ernest movie.
Did you? You do an Ernest podcast?
For my other show, yeah.
Oh.
And there were these construction workers, and Ernest kept calling them Makita Warriors.
Makita Warriors?
Yeah. Because of the tools.
I love my Makita tools, and they kind of went belly up.
I like my Stan Makita donuts.
Yeah. So what did he just do there?
He just walked into...
A sexual situation with teenagers.
As an adult, he could probably get arrested for that.
Where is he putting those drill bits?
Well, he's going to kidnap
Bug. Whoa. What's that mean?
He's going to kidnap
Bug. Up Bug's pee hole, you think?
No, I don't think
so. Oh, Winnetka.
Winnetka.
That's our...
Daryl, you probably walked down this street.
Our old governor was from there. That's where he grew up.
Blagojevich?
No.
Edgar?
Edgar? No. Yeah.
Thompson?
No. Ryan?
Newer. The one who just left.
Rahner?
Oh, no.
Bruce Rahner. Meet the author on St. Patrick's Day. This is topical.
This is very topical.
Man,
well played.
Who knew? Good thing I texted you yesterday.
Okay. So that's a Citicorp bank.
Charles
the back
Variety.
Of the car just cracks me up.
Oh, that's great. This is
Where moment. Is everybody?
It's nighttime in Chicago. Come on.
Yeah.
Nobody be out.
It's St. Patrick's weekend.
She's disappointed. She's been jilted by a douchebag.
Yeah. You were right.
About Bug. Everything you said
would happen. Get that remote going.
See, that's the cool part. I don't want to talk about it. I just want to go home.
See, that's how I try and...
Yeah, like Eddie Money.
Take me home tonight.
That's how I try to parent. My wife doesn't seem to think that's parenting, so you can't really do
it. Is it because you're being a friend and
stoic.
Not
stoic. I'm being, just being stoic. You know, just, we don't need to talk
you're
about
pretending
it.
You're in a John Hughes movie.
Yeah, I am. I am. I feel Hughesy.
That's a good approach to life.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't get weird. It's just like, we're just going to go home.
Yeah. I'll make you a big-ass pancake.
Especially with John Candy's flashlight shining right in his face.
Cook up some garbage in the morning. We'll be fine. Just eat my eggs with the...
He's cooking her garbage.
Kielbasa and mustard.
Yeah, see, I think their Urban Dictionary, there's an entry for that, you know, probably. Cooking her garbage.
Well, let's find out.
If you were writing it, what do you think cooking our garbage would
her
be?
Her garbage. Cooking hers or ours?
Well, he says cooking our garbage.
That'd probably be a meth reference.
Probably. You've been riding your butt all week about how you live your life. I realize maybe somebody should have been riding mine.
See? There's nothing for cooking garbage or cooking our garbage.
I really could use your advice vis-a-vis Shanice.
Vis-a-vis.
I've been stringing her along for about 8 years now. Maybe you could figure out what the hell is wrong with me. You did such a great job earning your trust and admiration. I'm confused why I can't do the same with Shanice.
These rides with your have you had these rides with your teenager at night and just
not in silence?
I'm telling you. You think you're cool, Dad, and then you get in these situations, you're just like, let's just turn the music up a little bit more, because it's tough. It is
tough. Like, most of the car rides, she'll be on her phone, and we'll be listening to music, and we'll talk a little bit. But now, she's so busy with work and school and extracurricular activities and the boyfriend. Yeah. So, like, when she's actually riding in the car with me, that may be like the first time that's happened in a month.
Oh.
So we actually talk quite a bit and play catch up and whatnot. And, you know, it was like, how are things at your mom's? Sucks. Oh, are you guys getting along? No. You know, and just trying to figure out what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there he
is. I did not realize this. I forgot about this part.
Abduction. Yeah, we have kidnapping now of a minor.
You shithead! I'm gonna suffocate in here!
You know what I'd like you to do? Actually, could be doing both of us a favor. I'd like you to apologize to the lady, please.
I'm sorry! I'm sorry! Okay, asshole!
There's some horse teeth there, man.
I'm sorry!
I don't know if I told you this or not, but I'm an amateur dentist.
Oh, yes, he is.
I'm sorry.
Get him out of there.
Yeah?
I think I had that same Makita drill, actually.
I'm really sorry.
I'm sure you are.
I am.
Yeah, let me just get you.
Duct tape, the quality, the real deal. Back in the 80s, that was
his
real deal.
Parents would file a lawsuit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't know. The kid was still a douchebag, so. But you're right. Just for hurt. Yeah. Hurt feelings.
You did what to my son? You put him in a trunk?
And you left him somewhere with duct tape on his hands?
Yeah. Well, come on back and I'll kick your ass, man. Chicken shit. You're dead.
Nope. Run away, bug.
Bug.
I'm gonna sue your balls off, man.
I'm not, but my parents are.
Right.
Likely. Is he gonna hop the curb of this thing?
I'm gonna sue you, and I'm gonna sue your whole family.
Okay, pal. Time for a golf lesson.
Yeah,
I'm gonna learn.
Man, your history.
A little pine wood.
That's a persimmon wood. That's the old school. That's not like a Big Bertha.
A Big Bertha driver? Never played golf.
No? No. This is not a Big Bertha. This is the old school persimmon wood. This is like a... It's got like a 3 out here, I think.
And thunk.
Oh, yeah.
Right in the head.
You son of a bitch, that hurt!
I can tell you that hurts, honestly. We used to do that, go out in the commons in Western.
You're supposed to say
and hit
4.
Golf balls at each other.
Try to hit each other.
Yeah, and I hit a guy one time right square in the back, and he had a bruise.
He buckled.
In a while. Yeah, he did. He dropped.
Was he slightly concussed?
No, it hit his fleshy back area.
Fleshy back area.
Yeah.
I bet that's on Urban Dictionary.
I wouldn't look that up.
Fleshy back area?
Yeah, probably not.
Okay.
wallpaper. I think wallpaper's got to have an Urban Dictionary that's
she's inappropriate. She's well. Having the heart-to-heart with Shanice.
For another turtleneck. Bust out the turtleneck.
Matchmaker. you like the turtlenecks?
I'm not sure I'm a fan.
I can't pull them off because my neck is about the size of a manhole cover. But certain people and certain physiques can pull it off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay. She can pull off anything as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I mean, Amy Madigan can do no wrong.
She'd be eating beef jerky right now. I'd still think that was hot.
Of course.
What has she been in lately?
I don't care. Don't care.
Trouble?
Hopefully she's been in Central Illinois. Just kidding.
Probably not. Is she an Illinois native?
Yeah, is she related to the, was it Lisa Madigan?
Yeah, I doubt it.
Mike Madigan?
Yeah, well, then she's going to be rich for the rest of her life.
I don't think so, but.
Chicago.
Is she?
Yeah.
Single?
Oh, hey.
What?
Fun fact about Amy Madigan here.
Oh, here we go.
In the early 70s, Amy was featured in Playboy magazine wearing only jelly to promote her music band, Jelly.
Jelly, huh?
She's the daughter of John Madigan, a media personality in Chicago, Illinois.
I threw my phone a little too far. Can we look up eBay right now real quick?
No. Really?
Her most recent credits, I'm trying to see something that I know what it is. How to Get Away with Murder, she did one episode.
The Butler's Door, love it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cuckoo.
Some good cartoon sound effects. It's the only sit-up he ever did.
Possibly so.
And I say that out of love.
It was like a one-armed.
Yeah, it was like momentum.
A little assist.
By the way,
this is that's the kind of outfit my wife puts me in when I have to look respectable.
I treat you really respectable.
Yeah. There's an art opening for my friend Gene, Gino's art.
Yeah.
It's on, I think, May 11th or something like that. It's at the Contemporary Art Center. If you wore that article or that outfit, that would be amazing.
It looked pretty good.
Yeah.
Is he the sculpture guy?
Yeah, yeah.
Drives a Tundra?
Yeah. He's going to have a whole exhibition thing there at the Contemporary Art Center. So
I would see him driving around with it looks like the same sculpture.
It is. He kind of he shuffles around a little bit, but it's usually the same ones. But good guy. Like him a lot.
Nice. We should have done. Having a heart-to-heart here with Shanice.
In the dark, there's more darkness in this than when the kids were, like, finding out their uncle had died or whatever.
Nice Berber carpet, by the way.
Get out of here. We're trying to have a tender moment.
There's the sable.
There's the sable.
Leave a tender moment
and
alone.
That is a sable. That's not a Taurus, because the Taurus would have a solid paint on the front grill.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's a
Mercury. Why didn't they park in their driveway?
Because they're excited.
They want to get home.
Look at how clean this kitchen is. That's not impossible.
They want to shower the farmhouse dust off. The dead dad dust. Sorry.
They're like off the ashes. Way to go, Daryl.
They're gonna let Tia have some quiet time with the mom.
Yeah.
They got some things to work out.
I'm not gonna talk about how way Michael Jackson touched you. Okay.
Was this the same era that
dude?
He
look at
they
the
have
hair.
A foyer.
Why does she have?
Why
to come
was
back
there?
With that
they
hair?
Have a door
dude,
in a
they
door.
They have bosses in the foyer. Okay,
that house is banging.
You'd be all about this house, wouldn't you?
That floor.
If it had a four-car garage, you'd be all about it.
Yeah. And this is where the mom bursts into flames because she's willing her to catch fire.
Why?
Because right
somebody got too close to the match that hair.
This never happens, though.
Look at the green eye. They're green now.
They're green
emerald.
Hers has got a tint of green.
I'm sorry, Mom.
See, I don't understand this because I went through a phase with my old man in high school where, like, he's the stupidest person.
You would hug in the foyer?
You want to hug him?
No, not that.
Oh.
I still hug my old man. That's cool. But.
And then, here comes the dad.
Here comes Rick Moranis.
Oh,
the guy we wish was Rick Moranis.
Should have been.
That guy hosted.
Suddenly Seymour.
I think he hosted the kids' game show, I'm Telling. Does anybody else get that reference?
Is that a real show?
Yes.
That sounds inappropriate.
Oh, the garlic.
Buck Russell.
Oh, we're going to have the John Hughes freeze frame.
He still. Wait, I thought that scar kind of went away on his eyebrow from in the middle of the movie.
I'm showing you a picture right now. The guy that hosted it. It was
there really was a game show,
yeah,
a kids game
hosted show. By Lori Fasso and Dean Goss announcing. It aired in 1987,
yeah, right.
And it was basically a kids' version of the Newlywed Game, but with brothers and sisters.
Yeah. Sounds incredibly offensive. Right.
Yeah, but this is what the host looked like, and he looks exactly like the dad from Uncle Buck.
Ooh, yeah. I'm telling.
The fro, the glasses, sans suspend.
You know, I think this house had a trampoline in the backyard when Ferris Bueller was jumping around.
It does. It looks very much like the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Hi, Ferris Bueller.
He was a voice on the Snorks. And,
The Snorks, weren't they fabricated from toys?
They were Smurfs underwater.
Oh, that's right. They were like the counter Smurf. If you couldn't be cool with the Smurfs, you could always go to the Snorks.
There it is. There's your freeze frame.
Oh, yeah. And it's hopping around a little bit. Yeah, like a
The End.
Directed by John Hughes.
Fantastic movie.
Written by John Hughes.
Yeah, why not just put written and directed by?
Because he has a two.
Oh, yeah, and he's
and produced by John Hughes. Drink yeah. Every time John Hughes'
starring
name is
starring people John Hughes wanted to act in his movie.
That would be excellent.
Pretty much.
All right. Well, while the final credits roll, we are going to let you guys enjoy our closing credits song for this week. And it is from the band The Stereo. You heard them drink with me on Drunken Lullabies a couple years ago on the episode called Wedding Crashing with The Stereo. We were at 350 Fest in Tinley Park.
Oh, yeah, 350 Fest.
There was a wedding reception that started right as we were recording in the event center lobby. And, yeah, so that's what we did. We crashed a wedding with The Stereo. And we're going to listen to a song off their album, Rewind and Record. And this is called Don't Say Uncle. Here on Drunk at the Movies.
Uncle, so you get to see the way he did that?
Yep. That's how it works.
Gabby Hoffman.
Turning
we're back. Thank you to the Stereo and to the Huntingtons for letting us feature their music in this episode. And thank you to Groucho and Daryl for coming back and doing another John Hughes episode.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Been too long.
It has. I feel like we didn't have any catchphrases, and I didn't have any hit or Harry or anything like that. No, sorry. I'm sorry to disappoint.
Yeah.
Do we need to redo Weird Science?
We never did it.
Didn't we attempt it?
Did we?
I thought we attempted it.
We did.
I don't think it got released. I think it didn't get released.
Yeah.
Something happened?
Something.
I don't remember.
That's what I love about these shows. You know, earlier in the show, we possibly would have remembered, but now we're not going to.
Yeah.
But I think we have to redo that one.
Oh, yeah, we do. We do have to redo it. If I remember right, something... Yes, I do remember. Something screwed up with the recording. That's what it was.
For shame, we have to
rewatch
Weird Science.
We will redo that. I mean, there's plenty of John Hughes movies we haven't covered. We have Weird Science, Some Kind of Wonderful, Great Outdoors, Curly Sue, ooh, Vacation, European Vacation.
We haven't done
Vegas Vacation.
God. I thought we were done after the triumvirate. There's got to be Molly Ringwald, yeah.
Baby's Day Out, Home Alone.
And see, I thought you stole Home Alone and put somebody else in there, but you have that open still.
Yeah.
We got some work to do, Daryl.
Okay.
The only John Hughes movie that has been done on this show that featured other people was Christmas Vacation. That is the only one.
And that's why I never wanted to come back. But since you invited
us back
to this
one, years ago.
I'm okay.
That was a long
time. Yeah, it was a long time ago.
Yeah. You know, time heals all wounds. Yeah. I'm gonna be okay with it.
Now, would you like to tell the listeners a little bit about Throwing Wrenches and where they can listen to
it? Well, I appreciate the fact you waited until the end of the show, and we're down to one or two listeners. But
yeah, that's fine.
Oh, whatever.
you can find us on, just do a search on Lycos.com.
Oh, I thought you were on Alta Vista.
We are. Okay. We're on Dogpile.
We got a GeoCity site we're working on.
Like us on Tripod. And
I used to have a couple GeoCities sites back in the day.
I bet you did.
That's how I learned HTML, man.
You were 12.
Okay. Multiple sites.
Anyway.
Because the government shut them down.
Right.
No, we're on throwingwrenches.com. You can find us there. You can follow us on iTunes, Spotify.
Google Play. We're there. Mm-hmm. If you love cars and you love the car business, you love anything automotive, Daryl is the biggest car geek I know and got the best voice in podcasting.
Automobile.
And we occasionally go down the rabbit hole. And before you do your Route 66 tour, yeah, we need to get details. We need to have you on, talk about your playlist.
We will set you up.
We will definitely have you on, and we'll talk about your entire plan for going to the Creationist Museum along the interstate.
Yeah,
we may want to know the dates because we may show up.
We leave May 25th. And
okay, I'm open those
we'll
dates.
We'll be gone for about a week and a half.
So we're going to get in the back seat. We're just going to hang with you.
Okay.
We'll podcast the whole thing.
I've got two books. We're going to be mapping out our drive and everything and finding fun roadside attractions to visit. So, yeah, I would be more than happy to sit down and talk about that with you
guys. Let's analyze the route.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right. Well.
Here's a John Hughes film. Look at that.
Oh, yeah. He's back again at the end. Hughes TM.
Wow.
He even trademarked his last name.
I love it. It's just still hopping.
That's supposed to be like the Chicago flag, I'm guessing.
It's classy. It's also kind of like a dictator would have.
A little bit.
Too bad he's dead.
All right. Well, that is Uncle Buck. Oh, there's something at the end.
Blown. Oh, I didn't know.
We missed it.
This is a thing?
And that was it. Just wake up with an air horn.
So you had to wait in the theater all the way to
for
the
a
end
black
here.
Screen, yeah. Yeah. Wow. You learned something new.
Come on. Go. Leave.
You're still
out
here.
The theater's...
Yeah.
Movie's over.
Well, next week, I will be watching with Seth Field of Dreams. We mentioned it earlier in the episode, starring Amy Madigan and Gabby Hoffman. It's baseball season, finally.
Ex-wife.
Yeah. Baseball is finally here, and we're going to watch one of my favorite baseball movies of all time before we get into... Yeah. James Earl Jones as J.D. Salinger.
Fantastic.
Basically. So tune in for that next week. Thanks again to Bearded Owl for our beer of the week. Who's Your Dunkle? Go check them out and have some for yourself.
Pain.
Yeah. Go the distance. And this is Dustin saying, you don't have to be drunk to enjoy Uncle Buck, but it doesn't hurt. We'll see you next time.
Bye.